Good morning. It's Palm Sunday and a great day to be alive. Our scripture today is taken from the book of Luke, the familiar words beginning in chapter 19, verse 29. When he had come near Bethpage and Bethany at the place called the Mount of Olives, he sent two of the disciples, saying, "Go into the village ahead of you, and as you enter it, you'll find tied there a colt that has never been ridden. Untie it and bring it here. If anyone asks you, 'Why are you untying it?' just say this, 'The Lord needs it.' So those who were sent departed and found it as he had told them. As they were untying the colt, its owners asked them, 'Why are you untying the colt?' They said, 'The Lord needs it.' Then they brought it to Jesus, and after throwing their cloaks on the colt, they set Jesus on it. As he rode along, people kept spreading their cloaks on the road." For the word of God in Scripture, for the word of God among us, for the word of God within us, thanks be to God.
This morning, I invite you to hear with me the stories of Jesus last week, according to the Gospel of Luke. The 7 or so days before the Last Supper with his friends and disciples on that Thursday evening, before his arrest in the garden, before his trial and crucifixion. These were days of journey to Jerusalem, days of ministry in that great multi-ethnic city where Roman soldiers, representatives of the conquering empire, watched warily as conquered Jews ironically gathered to celebrate their festival of freedom and deliverance, Passover. The oppressor keeping a tight rein on the oppressed, lest there be subversion or rebellion. Well, hear with me the trajectory and the strategy of Jesus in these days, of Jesus' resistance to injustice. And I invite you to ponder with me how it might be, how his ways might be instructive to ours. Jesus was preaching and teaching and making his way along those small dirt roads, those little dusty towns in the Galilee, to Jerusalem, going up for the Passover. And as he preached and teached and was healing along the way, people would bring their children to him. Well, the disciples got fussy and protective, and they said, "Do not bother the master with the children." But when Jesus heard this, he said, "No, bring the children to them, to me, for to such belongs the kingdom of God. I tell you, if you do not become as one of these children, you will not enter the kingdom or the kingdom of God." And as he went along, people would ask him questions. One day, a certain ruler of a synagogue came and said to him, "Good teacher, what must I do to inherit eternal life?" And Jesus said, "Why do you call me good? No one is good but God alone. Now you know the commandments. Do not commit adultery. Do not murder. Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Honor your father and mother." And the ruler said, "Yes, I do know. I have kept these since my youth." And Jesus said, "Then there is only one thing lacking. Take all your possessions, go and sell them, and distribute the money to the poor, and follow me." And the man was very sad, for he was also very rich. And Jesus said to him, looking at him with compassion, I imagine, he said, how hard it is for those who are rich to enter the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of God. It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than it is for the wealthy to enter God's kingdom. Well, when the crowds heard this, they said, then who can be saved? And Jesus said, what is impossible with mortals is possible with God. And so on they went. And as they went, Jesus said to his disciples when they were gathered alone for the third time on that journey, we are going up to Jerusalem. And it is there that all that has been written about the Son of Man and the prophets will be accomplished. He will be handed over to the Gentiles, arrested. He will be insulted and mocked and spat on. He will be flogged and he will eventually be killed. But in 3 days, he will rise again. And the disciples, when they heard this, did not understand. In fact, it was hidden from them, and they could not grasp its meaning. As they came to the city of Jericho, there outside the gates sat a blind beggar. His name was Bartimaeus, son of Timaeus. And when he heard the commotion of the crowds going by, he asked what was happening, and the crowd told him, it is Jesus of Nazareth coming to Jericho. And so he began to cry out with a loud voice, Jesus, son of David, have mercy upon me. And all who were in front of him said, shh, be quiet. But he cried out all the more loudly, son of David, have mercy upon me. And Jesus stood still. And he said, he ordered them to bring the man to him. And hearing that, Bartimaeus flung off his cloak and sprang up and came to Jesus. And Jesus said to him, what would you have me do for you? And he said, Lord, let me see again. And Jesus said, receive your sight. For your faith has saved you. And immediately he regained his sight and he followed Jesus on the way, glorifying God. And all the people who had seen it were praising God as well. And so they entered Jericho. And as they were going through the city, well, you know what happened. That man named Zacchaeus climbed up in the tree. And Jesus recognized him, called him down, and said, I'm going to your house today. And Zacchaeus was made well. He received the sight of his faith. And Jesus went on his way to Jerusalem. As he drew near Jerusalem, coming out of Bethany and Bethpage, coming down from the Mount of Olives, you know what happened. The people began to gather after Jesus sent the disciples out for the colt, and Jesus sat on the colt, which was the symbol of the King of David, King David, riding into the city on a colt or a donkey. And the people began to spread their cloaks in front of Jesus, and they began to cry out and praise God with a loud voice, testifying to all the deeds of power that they had seen following Jesus. And they said, Blessed is the one who comes, the King who comes in the name of the Lord. Peace in heaven and glory in the highest heavens. And as they cheered and sang, the Pharisees who stood by the road cried out to Jesus, "Silence your disciples. They are making too much noise. There is too much of a ruckus. Keep them quiet." And can't you imagine Jesus calling over his shoulder to them as he rode on past? "I can't do that. And if I could, even the stones would cry out." As he entered the city, well, as he approached it, and he saw that great city up there on the hill, the Temple Mount. Perhaps some of you have seen it yourself. He began to weep. "Oh, Jerusalem. Oh, Jerusalem, if only you had recognized and claimed those things that make the way of peace. But they are hidden from your eyes, and you do not see them. Someday your enemies will come and they will build ramparts and they will hem you in and surround you. And they will crush you, you and your children within you, and there will not be a stone left upon stone. Oh, Jerusalem, if only you had recognized the visitation of your God." And after entering the city, he did indeed go up to the temple. He entered it, and there were the money changers in the first court, those who were selling animals for sacrifice, those who were exploiting the people. And Jesus cried out with a loud voice, "It is written, my house shall be a house of prayer and not a den of robbers." And he began to drive them out. He returned to the temple every day, teaching the people. And as he did, the chief priests and the scribes and the rulers of the synagogue began to conspire against him. For they were afraid. They were afraid of what the Romans would think. Perhaps they were jealous. Perhaps they just disagreed with him so vehemently. They began to conspire to kill him. And yet they could not get close to him because the people surrounded him and they were spellbound. One day, the chief priests and the scribes and those rulers, they did approach Jesus. And they said to him, "On whose authority are you teaching this way? Who gave you this authority?" And Jesus looked at them and said, "Let me ask you a question. The baptism of John, by whose authority is that? Does it come from heaven or is it of human origin?" Well, gathering together and muttering under their breaths, the chief priests and all of those rulers said, "Well, if we say it is from heaven, then he will say, 'Why did you not believe?' And if we say it is of human origin, the people will stone us. For they believe that John was a prophet." And so together they said to Jesus, "We do not know." And Jesus said, "And neither will I tell you by whose authority I speak." He continued to teach and to preach. They continued to conspire. Jesus told stories of masters who would go on a journey and leave everything with their servants and their tenants. And some of them would be faithful and some of them would be not. One day, the chief priests and the scribes and the rulers, They gathered some spies and sent them to Jesus to test him. And so these people came to Jesus and they said, "Good teacher, we know that what you teach comes from God, and you teach in accordance to the ways of truth, and you show deference to no one. So tell us, is it lawful for us to pay taxes to the emperor or not?" And Jesus looked at them, perceiving their craftiness, and he called for someone to bring him a denarius, a coin, a common coin. And when he had it in his hand, he looked at it and he said, "Whose name is on this coin? Whose title? Whose face? Whose picture?" And everyone said, "The emperor's." And then he said, "Yes. Then give to the emperor what belongs to the emperor, and give to God all that belongs to God." And the people were amazed. And the spies were confounded, and they kept silence. Another day, he was teaching, and he said to his disciples, and he said to all the people, "Beware of the scribes, for they love to walk around in their long robes. They love to be greeted with respect in the marketplace, to have the best seats at the synagogue and places of honor at the banquets. But I tell you this, they devour the houses of widows, and they do not follow the ways of God. Do not follow them. Beware." And saying to the people, to his disciples in the presence of the people, he said, "Look, do you see? The rich are putting their offerings into the treasury. Also, look at this. Here comes a poor widow, and she has just put in 2 coins. I tell you this, the rich give out of their abundance, but she, out of her poverty, has given all that she has to live on." He taught them well that week. He taught them when they asked questions of resurrection, when they asked questions of end time, questions of the Messiah. He spoke to them. But most importantly, he said, "Stay alert, pay attention, for you do not know when God will do something amazing in some unexpected way." Every day he would teach in the synagogue, and at night he would go out to the Mount of Olives and he would sleep there. And the people would rise early in the morning and come to the synagogue to greet him, to hear him. Now it was approaching the time of the Passover, the Feast of the Unleavened Bread. And the chief priests and the scribes and the temple police were still conspiring, plotting to get rid of Jesus. And it came to pass that the adversary, that one we sometimes call Satan, entered into one of the 12, one of Jesus' 12 disciples, Judas, the one called Iscariot. And he went to the chief priests and the elders and the scribes and the temple police, and he conspired with them to turn Jesus over into their hands so that they may give him over to the governor, who answered to Rome. And they were delighted They gave him money. And Judas began to plot about when he could hand Jesus over when there were no crowds present. Hear the stories, my friends. Ponder them as you enter this Holy Week. Question them. Pray with them. Let them lead you in paths of justice and compassion and love. Amen.